Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we're beginning a week focused on courageous motives. And if you were looking yesterday for the Monday morning broadcast, it didn't exist. And took some downtime with my family, celebrated, relaxed after preaching Sunday morning, headed out for a night away with my family with a Labor Day weekend, having yesterday just was able to take off and relax and enjoyed that. And so today is the unofficial start of fall. Technically, it doesn't come for a while yet, but for many, the Labor Day weekend has been the unofficial end of summer, and so we're ready to dive into this week on courageous motives. And today we're going to talk and pray specifically about weighed motives, and looking out of Proverbs chapter 16, verse 2, says, all a man's ways seem innocent to him, but motives are weighed by the Lord. We can do a lot and even convince ourselves that what we want is right, it's pure, it's honorable, and they may or they may not be. And when we consider what it looks like to have motives that are weighed by the Lord, I think of the old Western movies. There'd be a gold rush and people would be out panning for gold and out mining or whatever process that they were using. And they would bring the dust and the nuggets into town and it would be weighed. And the process was in order to determine its worth. But not only were they weighed using some scale type method, they were also tested. There was also the need to be certain that it was indeed gold. And I suspect there were many that came in with their bags of gold that were turned away because, well, it had been weighed by the officials and found wanting, found to not be true, found to be fake. And when I think about living with weighed motives, I think about doing life in a way that not only our thoughts and our actions, but our deeds will be found true. They will be found innocent as much as possible for a human. When we live with a knowledge of weighed motives, it ought to make us more careful about how we live, about how we think, about how we plan or proceed with life. And so many times we get caught up in a mindset that the ends justify the means, and whatever it takes to get the job done or whatever it takes to get there, it doesn't matter. Well, I think from as I look at God's word, I think it matters to God that our motives, the process of getting there is just as important as where we arrive. And when we look at what it does for God to weigh our motives. It tells me that God is concerned about what's inside. His word is full of verses and encounters with people where he makes that very obvious. That it's what's inside a person that makes them clean or unclean, not what's on the outside. And when we live life with motives that are weighed by God, it ought to compel us to personally examine our motives every day. Why am I doing what I'm doing? Am I hoping to earn favor with a person? Am I hoping to earn favor with God? Am I hoping to benefit myself? Am I hoping to benefit myself to the disadvantage of others? You see, we can do things that look good from the outside, but if our reason for doing them is impure, then the entire process and the entire result is tarnished. And it's easy in our culture of and in our human nature to get caught up in a very selfish motive of wanting attention, of wanting the accolades, of wanting whatever we can get that puts us front and center. And I think one of the reasons why God tells us that he weighs our motives is he knows our nature. He knows why we go about doing what we do. Now, the good news, I believe, is that as God weighs our motives, he has the power and the ability to help us overcome those motives, to help us change those motives, to help us purify those motives if we simply come to him and ask for help. And so, well, even if we begin down the road of something that's solely out of selfishness, God can transform that and God can change that. And I think sometimes we get started on a path because we think it will benefit us. We like the way it looks. And God works on us and he transforms our heart in the process. And it isn't long before we're doing what we wanted to do, but we're doing it for an entirely different reason. To make the name of Jesus known, to help others, to serve and to love. What would it look like today if you approached everything with a greater awareness that God is weighing your motives? I think it would help us to be more honest with God specifically. And I think it would help us to be more honest with ourselves. You see, I think, and at least for me, when I'm more honest with God, I'm kind of forced to be more honest with myself. And it doesn't mean that we simply quit doing anything that benefits us or is for our good. But it does mean that we're honest about it. You see, the Bible says that when we pursue God, when we trust in him, when we wrap our life around who he is, that he will give us the desires of our heart. He will do those things that benefit us. And so it comes down to, rather than seeking for ourselves, we wait upon the Lord. The Bible talks about not seeking those positions of honor at a banquet or a gathering, of not moving up front and putting ourselves in a position that would be noticed and recognized and honored. Because if we do so, and the master of the ceremony, the master of the banquet, comes in and we're in somebody else's seat, it's kind of embarrassing when we're asked to move backward, to move away from the center. But he says, how much better is it for to come in and sit in a place of lesser honor and then be asked to move up? And when we serve God, we're humbling ourselves, we're taking on the attitude of Jesus, who positioned himself lower than who he was, so that he could take on humanity, take on the very nature of a servant, to teach us how we ought to live. And when we live with weighed motives, we live in a way that we ought to be willing to humble ourselves, to place ourselves lower than others, and trust God. Because he says that when we humble ourselves, that he will lift us up in due time. So how much better to weigh our motives and to realize when selfishness creeps in that we deal with it. When pride creeps in that we deal with it. When glory seeking, when anything that isn't of God would creep in, that we would deal with it, and God would purify our motives, they would be tested and not found wanting, but found pure. And we would humbly serve and live with confidence that in due time those weighed motives will result in God lifting us up. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. Your love has given us everything we need for a life of goodness, of godliness, of righteousness. And Father, we come and we confess there are times where our motives are not right, they're not pure. They're weighed by you and found to be full of selfishness, full of pride, full of greed. And Father, when we come to you and we know that you weigh our motives, may we learn from that. And even in those times where we think that we're innocent, may we choose to not be the final judge, but may we lay ourselves open before you so those motives can be tested, they can be weighed, and the appropriate changes can be made. Father, help us to learn from your word, learn from the examples of Jesus, of how to humble ourselves, of how to serve others, of how to love, of how to do things with a right attitude, of how to pursue the proper goals. Not goals that are all about us, but goals that are about proclaiming Jesus and His kingdom, about making Him known. Father, may living with this awareness of our motives being weighed by You not become a heavy or burdensome thing, but may it help us. May it not be a fearful thing, but an educational and learning thing for us. Father, today, may our motives be weighed in a way that refines us so that we would lift up Jesus more effectively and more accurately. And as we lift Him up, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.